What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Rob the Magnificent. I'm back with another episode, another side episode, and we're about to kick off week one of the NFL season. And I got my picks. I'm back with my picks, y'all. I'm ready. Are y'all ready to challenge me with these picks? Hey, enough of me rambling. Let's get right into it. Starting with our Thursday matchup, we got the Lions going up against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 4-point favorite at home. Ring night doesn't mean well for the team that won the championship, because usually when a team is getting their rings, they're kind of distracted and they're all over the rings that they got, and then the visiting team comes in and kind of knocks them out, and you know, the team gets off to a slow start. I don't think that happens with this game. I think the Chiefs are going to come out and make a statement early. And I think Kelsey's going to be on fire in this game. I like the Lions. Like I said in my previous episode, I like the Lions a lot. This is going to be the first test for them. I think they lose in a close effort. I think they lose by like 3 points or whatever. But I think the Chiefs go on and win this one. And again, the Chiefs are a 4-point favorite. Now getting to the Sunday games, the Sunday afternoon games. We got the Falcons going up against the Panthers. I got the Falcons in that one, even though, you know, the Panthers are going to be featuring a new quarterback and Bryce Young. I think the Falcons have the better talented team. They got Bijan Robinson, who I think is going to have an awesome debut as a Falcons, and you're going to see how great he is. I'm telling you, y'all ain't ready for this kid. This kid can ball, man. This kid can ball. You're going to see him in a lot of highlight reels pretty much all season. So I got the Falcons over the Panthers. The Falcons are 3-point favorites. Up next, we got the Bengals going on the road against the Browns. Even though I got the Bengals finishing second in the division, I got the Browns winning this one. The Browns have had the Bengals number over the last couple of years. Even with Joe Burrow playing well, they've had their way with the Bengals for some strange reason. And now that they have Deshaun Watson, we will have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happens. But I think that the Browns are going to pull off the upset. Up next, we got the Colts at home against the Jags. I got the Jags winning this one easily. I think the Jags are a far more superior team than the Colts. The Colts have, they're going to be rough to watch. They're going to be really tough to watch. Only thing that's not going to be tough to watch is some of the highlights that Richardson puts on with his feet. But other than that, I don't see any promise in the Colts. I think the Jags win that one easily. The Vikings at home against the Buccaneers. I got the Vikings in that one in a shootout, actually. I think the Buccaneers are underrated on offense. But I think the Vikings are much better, more polished weapons on offense. And the Vikings always, their home opener is always lit. I mean, dude, they're always putting somebody to bed with their home openers, man. And then they get put right back to the reality when the season really goes along. But the Vikings is something about season openers, man. They just be up for that, especially at home. Up next, we got the Saints at home against the Titans. This one is going to be a really good matchup. This is actually a pick'em game right here. Even though I like the Titans, I think they're well coached. Derrick Henry is going to be in for a bounce back season, I hope, because I got you in fantasy, Derrick. I got you in fantasy. You better come through for me. I got the Saints winning this game. I think the Saints are going to be the most underrated team in the NFC. And I think Derek Carr is going to be on a mission this year to show that he's actually a really good quarterback. Now, if he gets knocked off, I think Jameis Winston has a chance to prove to everybody as a backup. So I think the Saints are in good position, and I think they win at home. Up next, we got the Steelers and the 49ers. This is another pickup game, and I'm going to keep my eye on this game. This game is going to be entertaining. Two very, very hard-hitting defenses on both ends of the field. This is going to be a low-scoring game, ladies and gentlemen. But I see the Steelers grinding out a win here because their defense is going to be too much for Brock Purdy to handle, and I think the Steelers come away with the victory. The Steelers are a 2-point underdog in this game. And by the way, back to the Saints. The Saints are our favorite, a -3, actually. The Vikings, they are also a 6-point favorite. And the Colts are a 5-point underdog. So in case I missed those lines there. Up next, we got the Commanders at home against the Cardinals. Not going to waste too much time on that. When the Cardinals are trash, the Commanders will win. And they are a 7-point favorite. I think they cover. the Ravens at home against the Texans. I think the Ravens win that one. The Texans, even though I like CJ Stroud a lot, he's going to get his first huge taste of some competition with the Ravens. I think the Ravens go along and win that one. And the Ravens are a 10-point favorite. I think they cover that. Up next, we got the Broncos with the 3 o'clock games. We got the Broncos at home against the Raiders. I got the Broncos winning that. I don't really have high hopes for none of these teams, but I think the Broncos will win in Sean Payton's debut. Also, up next, we got the Patriots going up against the Eagles. I think the Eagles win this one. I wouldn't say easily because the Patriots are at home. The Patriots are going to put up a fight. Any Bill Belichick team is going to put up a fight, but I think the Eagles come out on top. The Chargers going up against the Fins. By the way, the Eagles are a 4-point favorite. The Broncos are a 3-point favorite. The Chargers are a 3-point favorite against the Dolphins. Do I agree with that? Yes, indeed I do. I think the Chargers are a sleeper team this year. I think the Chargers are going to clean up a lot of mistakes that they made last year. And I think that the Chargers will win this game and get their season off to a good start against the Dolphins. Up next, we got the Rams going up against the Seahawks. I got the Seahawks coming to, I got the Seahawks winning at home. And the Seahawks are a 5-point favorite. I don't believe in the Rams. I don't believe in the Rams at all. And then we have our 7 o'clock game. Our 7 o'clock game is the Cowboys and the Giants. I have the Cowboys going into New York and winning that game. I think the Cowboys will be ready for prime time. I think the Giants will too. It's going to be a nice, good division showdown. I think it's going to come down to a field goal, and that's where the Cowboys are favored. They're favored by a field goal. So I got the Cowboys winning that one, and they got the Giants number. They've been having the Giants number for quite some time now, ever since Jones has been their quarterback. And then we have the Monday night game, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers making his debut in green, but not yellow, not green and yellow, green and white instead with the New York Jets. And I'm looking forward to watching that game. It's going to be a good one. They are at home against the Bills. And although I believe in the Bills, I'm still part of Bills Mafia. I just got a funny feeling that the Jets are going to win this game. And the Bills are a 2-point favorite. I think the Jets win this game because it's Aaron Rodgers' debut and the league want to make this thing special. They want to create a narrative right away, and I think they're going to do that. But I think the Bills will bounce back from this first week's loss. But I am rooting for the Bills. Even though I picked the Jets to win this game, I am rooting for the Bills. But I think the Bills will bounce back. The Jets will win this game by a field goal. And last but not least, I saved this one for last. I skipped this one. I know it was a 3 o'clock game and I was supposed to go in order, but we got the Bears and Packers. Bears and Packers. Yes, indeed. Justin Fields versus Jordan Love. And there's this narrative out there that Jordan Love is going to surprise everyone and be the next Aaron Rodgers, right? Bears fans are going to it's still going to be gloom and doom for the Bears fans, even with Aaron Rodgers being gone. The pictures of their preseason games of Packers fans filling the stadium up for preseason games while the Chicago Bears, their fan night, didn't even sell out and all that other stuff. Well, that's because we had a lot of events going on that day. It is what it is. Chicago's a fun city to be in. We have so many other activities than to be worried about a football team all season long like the Packers do. With that being said, man, I got the Bears winning this game. I got the Bears winning by 7. Actually, I'm going to put a score on top of this one. I got the Bears 30-24 winners over the Packers. I just like what the Bears did on offense. I think the offense is going to come out on fire. They're going to surprise a lot of Chicago Bears fans and Packers fans. They're going to raise a lot of eyebrows. All this notion about Justin Fields not being a good thrower, you're going to see it on full display this Sunday. He's going to throw that football and y'all going to be like, what? I didn't know he could throw the football. Yeah, so I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear all of that. I think the Bears will win. They will beat the Packers. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them. Thanks for listening to this episode of Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP. I'm your host, Rod the Magnificent. New episode with me in and Money in the Banks coming up. So we got a lot of content in store for you, so stay tuned for that. But with that being said, enjoy the 2023-2024 NFL season. Hope your fantasy teams do well. Hope mines do well as well. I said well twice. That means I gotta get off this mic. Talk to you later. Peace.